Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Heather Locklear begged her former co-stars to sign on for a Melrose Place reunion in a desperate bid to jumpstart her career, according to a Bombshell report. Since her glory days playing villainous Amanda Woodward on the Fox Network hit, the 62-year-old vixen has struggled with sobriety and has been arrested several times. Heather turned what was once a stellar career into a soap opera sideshow, a source told the National Enquirer. She jumped at this opportunity and put pressure on the rest of the cast to join her to ensure the show would be brought back. Sources told the outlet that Heather convinced Melrose Place alums Daphne Zuniga and Laura Layden to come aboard the primetime soap reboot. It was a win-win for the other cast members because they could capitalize on nostalgia for the show while also helping out their troubled friend to get back on track. Folks were concerned about Heather, a source claimed. She's been in rehab 20 times over the years. The actress was arrested in 2018 following a domestic violence call with police alleging she'd hit her then 61-year-old fiancé Chris Heiser. She later pleaded no contest to 8 misdemeanors but avoided jail time. Last year, Locklear sparked concerns for her health after she was spotted walking along a narrow ledge looking distraught and gibbering to herself outside a medical facility in Malibu, California. A few months later, an insider said, she's happy and feeling more like herself and committed to staying on the right track with the help of therapy. Heather recognizes she gave people a startle a couple of months back, but she wants everyone to know she's doing well, the source said at the time. This Melrose reboot may be Heather's last chance, and her friends know it, the source told the National Enquirer. It's been a long time since she's had a steady gig, and she's hoping this show will repair her rep in Hollywood. Deadline reported the Melrose Place reboot will feature Locklear, Layden, and Zuniga earlier this month. The project is in development at CBS Studios and being shopped around to various networks and streamers, according to the outlet. The reboot is set years after the original series.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.